This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live 2 hours today, and we're delighted that you're here. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Richard. Yeah, I know. It's good morning, man. It's nice to talk with you.
It's great to be on the air with you. Rick, I got to tell you.
In the moon somewhere, right? Over by that crater.
Well, speaking of craters, Rick, I understand. I understand. There's a huge hole out your way.
John, it's Highway 101, the primary highway that goes up and down Oregon, the coast. And it's Highway 101, the old military highway, and it's got a huge sinkhole that continues to sink because, guess what, the whole coastline is tunneled and is why it won't exist at some point when there's an 8.4 off of Crescent City. That's what they're saying.
That's pretty serious, Rick. And
welcome to the free state of Jefferson.
Yeah, now I understand that.
Little things just like you do. I mean, it's pretty serious. There was a 7.4 up in Alaska, and 20 different volcanoes went off this last week. Now, that is world records being broken every day with earthquakes and volcanoes. What do you think that means?
Well, Rick, I'm looking at this post that you've linked on your website, docram.com, docram.com. By the way, for those of you new to this broadcast, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And on your website, docram.com, there is this a link to a post about the Cascadia subduction zone, and it's this line that travels roughly north and south that includes the coast, just off the coast of Washington State, Oregon, and California.
As far as Alaska, and mm-hmm. through the Aleutians, so it all the way down to Peru. That entire shelf is going to go, according to military projections, with an 8.4 that will 8.4 or more will probably cause that shelf to go. And the problem is there's lots of predictive people, you know, from Scallion at Casey, the list goes on and on saying so. New Jerusalem, according to Casey, is when Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, and Mount Olympus go off. And what happens next is Seattle's gone, and there's a new island that appears as New Jerusalem in his predictions, you know, of the future.
Rick, I'm looking at this post, and it says with 8 earthquakes in the last day, 8 days, 153 in the last month, and 1,666 earthquakes. That's 1,666 earthquakes in the last year. It says that the Earth's warning us that the 72-year overdue big one is closer than we think. Now, we've been talking about
the deal. And here's the point. There's only one thing that causes that kind of an event, and that's our sun. And our sun is being disturbed by something. And, of course, NASA came out months ago, and that with now Caltech, talking about a second solar system intermixed with ours around our sun as a binary, like most other star systems in our neighborhood. Now, you know, and there's, so that includes Wormwood, Nibiru, and the rest of it. And nobody has a clue what that's all about yet, except it's coming in off elliptic around Neptune and absolutely is having effect on our sun, which will absolutely affect the Earth.
So, Rick, what do we do to prepare for these kind of events? You know, we talk about what we see, we connect the dots, and then we try to explain what to do.
Listen, there is a movie that just came out. It's in the theaters right now that is, in my opinion, a must-see. It's called Fifth Wave. Have you seen that yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, so the movie is sci-fi and it's Hollywood, but an alien craft out past Mars is moving toward Earth is the way that starts the movie, and some high school kids look out their high school window and they see this craft hovering. It's just like in Independence Day, but except the craft doesn't do anything. It just sits there for the next month, and then, without warning, there is an EMP strike that drops the entire Earth down into the Stone Age. That's wave one. Wave two is the earthquake flooding. Wave three is a pandemic. Guess what wave five is? Taking our children and training them as soldiers to go do the mop-up of remaining survivors. And what happens next in the movie, like Rwanda and, Nigeria, abomination. It's Hollywood, which means the kids figure it out at the end of the movie and watch how the movie ends. It's actually a good ending in that sense of it, but it is a repeat now of the X-Files, and what their theme is, it's no longer about aliens. It's about alien technology that fell into the wrong hands 70 years ago, and now there is a manipulation of all of us toward control.
Very interesting that you said that, Rick, because it seems like that's really what happened. Technology, whether it be alien or our own, is in the wrong hands, and it's being used against us. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about pollution. And what I've seen, Rick, as I've been traveling through the East Coast and the Midwest, when I go to cities, I see these city buses. And the city buses have these new exhaust systems. And the exhaust systems are not low, below the bumper, as traditionally exhaust systems have been engineered and placed. The city buses have the exhaust systems where the exhaust pipe is almost like a musical instrument now. It's not like just a piece of pipe that exits the cabin or the vehicle. It's this thing that spreads out the exhaust, and it mixes with air. So they use like a Venturi almost to grab air and mix the air with the exhaust, so the exhaust is diluted with the air near the exhaust pipe. What I'm saying is that's a disguise. It's a disguise for the amount of pollution that's coming out, so it's less visible to we the villagers. And then Chevrolet has a diesel pickup truck that uses what looks like almost a modified megaphone for their exhaust system that has a great big exhaust pipe or exhaust tip, and air is under vacuum brought into the exhaust tip, so it mixes with this diesel exhaust, so you can't see as much of the exhaust, or maybe it helps it pass the emission test. And what I'm saying, Rick, is we are disguising what we are doing to the planet. That's what I'm saying. And we shouldn't be disguising the problems. We should be solving the problems. Like Volkswagen, with their computer software that disguised the engine emissions so that when the exhausts were tested at the motor vehicle testing centers at idle, the exhaust would have less pollution than the engine would make at cruising speed or operating speed.
You know,
we're kidding ourselves.
I don't have answers to that. I know that the real pollution is invisible, like methane hydrate. You can't see it. I know that they purposefully put odors into different kinds of gases, like propane, so that you can identify one gas over another that would otherwise remain odorless. This technology is now being played backwards for hide and seek. And while I don't really know the figures, my guess is the Earth is about to localize the infection, and that these earthquakes and rumbles of volcanoes going off, the amount of ash that goes into the air. I was at the second blow of Mount St. Helens. I was right next to it. I had to escape. I actually lived through that whole thing and watched eastern Washington get 2 inches of free topsoil from that mountain in terms of ash. You couldn't even see the ground in all parts of eastern Washington where I lived after that specific volcano, Mount St. Helens, went off. It was really, really weird. Now, the good news is that's like getting free soil. It's primo minerals and things like that. So it was a way of regenerating a lot of farmland in the eastern side of the state. But, you know, that was so fine a particle that one of the things you had to do was once I got home, I could not drive my car until I cleaned it because that volcanic ash would have ruined my engine. And it just goes right through everything. No filters that stop that stuff.
One of our instructors, Andy Gibbs, was in California when that went off, and he immediately rented a U-Haul truck, and he bought some shovels, and he drove out to where the ash landed, and he shoveled it in this. And he brought a truckload of that ash back to his garage in California, and I have a bottle of it that he gave me from that.
I was next to Mount St. Helens when it went off. We were camping on the coast, and when it came off, I was watching this cement.
Hold that thought.
Learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com. DocRam.com. Or you can go to RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Rick, I was talking with an engineer last night. We were having dinner, and we were talking about, you know, what the problems are. And I mentioned this bill that USA Prepares has announced that should be adopted into law, and that is that no trash or toxic waste shall cross state lines, district boundaries, or Commonwealth boundaries. So what I mean by that is if there's toxic waste from one state, it shall not enter another state. So New York City shall not move its trash into the Commonwealth of Virginia or Kentucky or any other place. If New York wants to produce things and consume things, then the trash that goes along with that consumption and production stays right there in the state. So there is no trash or toxic waste that crosses state lines. This engineer said something very interesting. He said, well, what about Washington, D.C.? And I said, well, that's exactly the point. So if Washington, D.C. wants to consume, then they're going to have to figure out what to do with their trash. So if consumers want to buy a 60-inch television to go along with their 48-inch television and their other televisions, then they're going to have to figure out what to do with the packaging that that television comes in, the styrofoam, the cardboard, the plastic, and so forth. And if they want to by like headphones, like I bought headphones for this broadcast, that was in an overpackaged plastic capsule, if you will. Way, way, way too much packaging for this particular product. Well, I'd like to see us stop that. And the way to do that is not allow the trash to cross state lines. That means that I would have to figure out what to do with this plastic packaging rather than just throw it in the trash and have it end up someplace that I don't have to worry about it. It just, you know, for the short run. So you just throw the trash out. So the garbage man picks up the trash can, or we take it to the landfill, and then it's gone. We don't look at it anymore until future generations have to deal with the problems that we've created. But if we had laws that said you shall not move trash or toxic waste across boundaries, I think that would solve most of our problems. What do you think, Rick?
You know, it's interesting that in the United States, the primary handlers of our dumps and waste is the mafia. And that in other countries and Japan, it's Yakuza and the other associated relationships with management. I think that's the first problem right there. Mm-hmm. Who's managing the waste?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that because I interviewed a man from Japan, and this was probably a year ago. And I was on the phone, a conference call with one of our other instructors. And what happened was exactly what you said. The Yakuza was involved in removing trash from the big cities. And they found this quarry. And they just, you know, this big excavated hole in the ground. And they just started filling this quarry with trash and toxic materials that were used from manufacturing processes. They were too dangerous to put anyplace else. You know, they didn't know how to handle it. So they externalized the removal of this toxic waste. They buried it. The rains came. The water ran through the trash, came downhill, and contaminated the water supply in the city. And there's a big cover-up going on about that. So is that any different from what we do here? No. We have Love Canal, right? Remember that? With the Hooker Chemical Company produced all this toxic waste.
Corporation up in Connecticut. The list goes on and on and on. The problem is that it is our technologies are about recycle. They're not about recycle. The concept of plastic and the wrapping of things in non-organic materials create a situation where there's always going to be a byproduct of waste left over. Mostly, a lot of our products that we buy are way over packaged. I can't even get into them with a drill or a buzz saw, you know, trying to open the package. Often I will break things trying to break through the seal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I carry a knife at all times, and so does Mrs. Spinelli.
I don't have an answer to this. I can tell you that Fukushima right now has no solution for cleanup.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Not like I'm going to have. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, so we're talking about pollution, and what I see is people are leaving their lights on. They have these lights by their garage, and they leave them on all night long in case somebody, you know, comes home. Maybe one of their teenagers comes home late, so they leave the lights on that are outside, and they're left on all night long, and then they're left on during the day. And so I was talking with this engineer, and he wanted to know my solution. So I said that this bill would be a great solution, and it would force us to reduce our consumption. And most people don't want to reduce their consumption. They want to live in this disposable society where if you have, if you want to dry your hands, you use a paper towel and you throw it away. Well, I mean, that takes trees to do that. It takes chemicals to do that. That causes waste and air pollution and energy to be used. What's wrong with using a dish towel and hang it, on the handle of the stove and then, you know, wash it every once in a while and, you know, and instead of just filling up the landfill? Well, we talk about just throwing away things, and it's as if once we throw it away, we don't have to ever worry about it. But that is not the case, Rick. In St. Louis, just outside of St. Louis, they've been burying trash for decades. And, you know, we don't have to worry about it because it's all covered up and there's a liner under all this trash. Well, that's one little problem when the liner gets perforated and we start polluting the aquifer below the liner. But that's just one little problem. A bigger problem another little problem is these landfills tend to catch on fire because they're producing methane underground. And so in St. Louis, there's this landfill that's on fire. That's a little problem. The water pollution's a little problem. The big problem is right next to the landfill, 900 feet away, is a radioactive waste dump from the Manhattan Project.
What happened in Stockton last month, where there was a fire, a pit fire, and there was an explosion where two 55-gallon drums were blown into the air, and they were full of radioactive waste material that had been unrecorded.
Stockton, California.
That was in California. And now that thing down in L.A. has reached proportions where they are continuing to evacuate people because they can't and have not put a cap on it.
All right. What you're talking about is this large methane leak in Los Angeles in a neighborhood where they have used a former oil well that they've pumped natural gas into to store natural gas in this big hole underground, right? And it's leaking, and they can't stop it, and they don't know what to do, right?
Yes, that's the one we're talking about. And now you realize it's happening other places like Hanford. It's in all through the Midwest. I'm reading now about a number of municipalities that are delivering toxic water to the constituents, you know, with lead in it, not just Detroit.
We had one of our instructors from the Springfield, Missouri area. His name is Richard Linebaugh. And Richard Linebaugh is the CEO of a well drilling company. And he was telling us that the first aquifer, when you drill down to get water in the Springfield, Missouri area, the first aquifer you hit is polluted. It's unusable for potable, you know, water. They had to go below that aquifer to get to the next one down, 650 feet, to have, you know, cleaner, safer drinking water because we've destroyed the first one. Can you imagine that?
I don't understand. The issue, in my opinion, is on the concept of consumerism and the idea that rather than fix something or clean it, you replace it when it's broken, like a television.
I remember those bald-headed shills on those financial programs, you know, Kramer and guys like that. And they were talking about the economy when the economy collapsed a little less than 10 years ago. It started collapsing. And they were saying, yeah, but the consumers are going to come to the rescue. Now, what the heck is a consumer? That's a person who doesn't do anything, who buys stuff, right? So we have these people who don't do it.
Rather than fixing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think consumers, I certainly would not want somebody to call me a consumer. I think that would be an insult. What do you think, Rick?
Well, it's like I used to have, when I had a property like you, I had bone piles. I'd have a wood pile, I had a metal pile, and glass pile. Rather than throw things away, I put them in organized areas so that if I needed a piece of sheet metal or I needed a lead pipe, I had a little boneyard I could go to recycle. we don't do that anymore. Even with canning jars and the rest of it, it's like we throw everything away. Everything that is packaged is in plastic type. It's not made with rice hulls. And in our state of Oregon now, there are laws prohibiting the use of that plastic tote rather than paper.
You're talking about those Walmart-type shopping bags that end up in the trees and blow down the highways and get caught in fences?
Or in some bird's gut because they ate it mistakenly, and it's killing them. Like the oceans and the amount of purling of these little pieces of plastic that never break down on our ocean floor now is actually, in fact, changing the different parts of the habitat there. Literally encouraging and discouraging certain kinds of life forms.
And what about these little plastic balls that are in toothpaste that are supposedly there to help clean our teeth? Now, these are little, very, very, very tiny, tiny plastic balls, and they get under the gum, cause gum disease. When we spit out the toothpaste and rinse our mouth, it goes down the drain, goes into the sewer system. And then what happens to all of that sludge when the municipalities are done with it? They take out the sludge, they dry it in the sun, and then maybe they dump it in the ocean, or maybe they give it to farmers or people who want to grow a garden, and they put this human waste and toxic substance that in Philadelphia they used to call it Philly soil, and you could go and get that stuff for free and put it on your garden. So what would it be? That would be, let's say you paint your dining room, and you wash out the brush in your kitchen sink, because brushes are, you know, $20 for a good brush, or maybe even more. So you don't want to throw out that brush. You want to use it again and again and again. So you rinse that brush out, and the paint that was on the brush goes down the drain, goes into the sewer system. It mixes with all the other stuff, the hospital stuff that goes down the drain, and all these toxic chemicals. And of course, when you flush your toilet, that goes down there too. All these things go into this sludge that you too can put on your garden. Think about that.
Yeah, well, there's more in that big picture with the way houses are built and the way they used to be built, and how the first, before it get that brush paint goes down into the municipality, where it starts is your pipes. And you have to go in and Roto-Rooter and clean your pipes of the sludge. Often it's hair that tangles with this stuff. And the plastics, like when I shop now, they ask me paper or plastic. I will not ever use plastic to include meat going in with my bread. I just am not going to do that because I don't want it. The meat's already been packaged in plastic. There's enough of that wrap and the container that it's wrapped in on meat that is, where does that go and when does that break down into nothing?
You know, Rick, the first house that Mrs. Finelli and I bought was built, believe it or not, in 1945. And it had the original kitchen cabinets. And when you opened one of the base cabinets, there was a spot that you could put the grocery bags, those brown grocery bags. You could collapse them, you know, fold them back the way they came from the factory. And you could put them into this cabinet where you could save the kitchen bags or the bags for kitchen trash or whatever else you want to use them for again. That was the thinking back in 1945. I have yet to see a modern kitchen cabinet made in the last 20 years that has that feature. Why? Because where are those paper sacks? You hardly see them.
DuPont and started using plastic. And they say they're out of rice hulls. Candidly, I have never seen those white paper plastic bags, you know, that are easy to carry, lots and lots of heavy weight. I've never seen them break down in nature. And that's the refuge piles that are currently run by the various mafias, or what we call, fringe.
I went to Harbor Freight tools yesterday. I needed to buy I bought a trailer. I'm traveling, and I bought a trailer that I want to take back to Missouri. So I needed a few parts for this trailer. And I got these items at Harbor Freight, and they were made out of steel. Double bagged it. I didn't get out of the door of Harbor Freight before these items were falling through the bag, the double bag. The bags that we're now using are really, really flimsy. So even if you wanted to reuse them, it's hard to reuse these bags. So I'd like to get back to paper. And Rick, I've got this little project I was working on. I was helping someone where I was modifying their heating system. And I needed six machine screws. Well, like number six machine screws, 1 inch long. I just needed six of them. So I got on the internet, and I was looking. I'm in a city, and I was looking for a hardware store where I could just buy six screws because I did not want to have all of the excess packaging, you know, this clear type packaging so I could see the screws in the package. I just wanted six. You know, Rick, I could not find a traditional hardware store of two decades ago in the city. There is none that I can find where I can just go into one of those bins and count out six screws and bring them to the cash register and pay for them. You have to buy some number that they want you to buy that is way overpackaged. I only need six screws. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. So what I ended up doing is going to Harbor Freight and getting like 550 screws. I'll use them, but I only needed six.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Average weight lost in a study with 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be slide in. When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, DocRam.com. Hey, Rick, a couple weeks ago.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you do that, we were having a discussion here that might be relevant to what we've been discussing here.
Okay.
Here. When you buy meat at the store, how do you get it?
When if we decided that we're not going to do that anymore, but in the past, and I bought a commercial bandsaw, a meat saw that used to be used at the Tyson chicken plant. It's about 6 feet tall, weighs several hundred pounds, and I bought a commercial meat grinder, and so I bought commercial equipment so that we'll never buy beef again at the store and never buy chicken again at the store. That is our plan. So, but prior to a few weeks ago and embarking on that, we used to go to Sam's Club and we'd buy ground beef in these large tubs, the largest size tubs that they would have, and they were wrapped in a plastic tray with a little piece of absorbent material beneath the meat, and then plastic shrink wrap on it. We'd take that.
How much is that weight in the whole of purchasing?
What was the question? What was the question?
Yeah, well, what is the difference between the weight of a throwaway material to the meat actually getting filled? Is it maybe a tenth, a 20th, a quarter?
What is the waste of the percentage of
the garbage that you're throwing away?
Very light, Rick, because I would say maybe 1%.
So that plastic that their tub that you put an absorbent material will never break down over 100 years. It will still break. When it deteriorates, it breaks down into smaller pieces of plastic, but the plastic doesn't go down into inorganic salts. It remains plastic. Who is profiting from that? Not the meat people. Who's profiting from that packaging material?
Well, obviously that would be the plastic manufacturing companies and the petrochemical companies, right?
Okay, so there's another petrochemical thing where alcohol, which is the way all of our automobiles used to be run, are burned clean.
Yeah, if you take a an alcohol lamp, and doctors' offices used to have alcohol lamps that they'd use to sterilize some of their equipment, there was no smell. There's absolutely no smell. The flame, there's no soot, no smell. Yeah, you're right.
The packaging industry is where your first layer of pollution begins. And when I was a kid in Seattle, we separated metal from glass and paper, wood products, things that could burn. You separated them into six different trash cans. Today in Grants Pass, 45, 50 years later, we are not actually doing that. Grace said, you're one of the only people I've ever seen that had more than two or three different recycle things where you put different things in. And what I'm having to do is try to train people to think about why you put it in this bag, not that bag, so that when I go out to the burn barrel, I'm not pulling out pieces of glass that didn't burn in the burn barrel, and that my ash in the burn barrel is semi-clean. Now, you will find that when you buy tools and other kinds of things like that, there's cardboard and plastic that have been married together that you can't separate. Do you put it in a burn barrel or do you put it in a trash barrel? And when you watch how the trash dump behind the city, it raises, and how big it's been in 20 years from when you remember delivering garbage to the dump and how big the dump is today, that is where the first area problem is coming. And it's all about the concept of consumerism and overpackaging everything.
Rick, we're putting the garbage in the wrong places. We need to put it in the backyard of the governor's houses and the mayor's houses. Hey, Rick, when we come back, I'll tell you about my adventure with Social Security. That's another story. Dr. Richard Allen is with us. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Right after these short commercial announcements, we'll be back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.